Welcome to Wealth Consciousness, where we take the inner intuitive journey to living your heart's desire. I'm your host, Susan Hanstead, therapist by training, entrepreneur by nature. In each episode, we will start the dialogue necessary to understand that to scale your business, you must scale your heart, mind, and soul. We will up-level the goal setting, dig deep, strengthen your discipline conversation to a how-to, clear path to deconstructing your habits and training your mind to release the limiting beliefs and live in limitless possibility. Your extraordinary life is right around the corner. It's really quite easy once you learn to trust yourself. Join me now in your next breath. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Wealth Consciousness. I am so happy to get to be with you today. And I want to let you know that I'm very purposeful in that this is just an audio podcast, because I'd like to be able to, again, as I've said before, have your attention in your ear and be out of your scroll and perhaps all of the noise of all the visual distractions that we have in digital media, in scrolling through our feeds. So I'd like you to be able to bring all of your attention to just listening and being in this moment with me. So as always, I'm going to ask you to drop into this present moment. And by doing that, we start with our breath. And so each week on this podcast, perhaps you've gotten accustomed to breathing, and perhaps you even started to breathe at the first sound of the intro music. And if so, that's amazing. I love that. But for now, if you would, either find a gaze or close your eyes. And I'd like you to just bring all of your attention to breath. And so maybe you could just start to notice what it's like to live in your body at this moment and breathe. And so you might notice that if you are stressed, or perhaps you have a long list of to-dos, or maybe even you're trying to do something else while listening to this, you might notice that your breath is shallow. So I'd like you to see if you would be willing to close your eyes or find a gaze and expand your breath. Expand your ability to receive breath. So breathing in through your nose, expanding your lung capacity to receiving. And then, if you would, create the exhale to be longer than the inhale. And on that exhale, we want to think about just releasing thoughts, ideas, stories we're carrying with us, and sort of the dust of the day. So if you would, take in a few deep breaths in through the nose. And on the exhale, allow yourself to release that exhale for a little bit longer than the inhale, so that we can really clear out everything that's happened up until this moment. And then bring your attention to the idea of staying present in this moment, even as you return to your natural rhythm of breathing. So good. I'm so excited about this topic today, because we are going to continue on with this idea. It's drawn so much attention in conversations over the last week to have the last two podcasts be on raising your wealth consciousness and raising your wealth consciousness EQ. It turns out that the word consciousness has a lot of different interpretations for people, and it's made for some great conversations. But today I'd like to sort of continue on with that and then also try to make it even more simple, actually. Because people have had a lot of things to say about consciousness, and we dove kind of deeply into that in our conversations in a group last week. But I'd like to really simplify it, because most of our members are busy entrepreneurs managing companies, managing employees, managing relationships, managing transactions, managing assets, properties. And so I think it's helpful to keep it as simple as possible. So although we've talked in the last two episodes about raising your wealth consciousness EQ, today I'd like to sort of shorten that and talk about how consciousness is really just our awareness. And that it's when we bring our awareness to that thing that is our end game, that thing that is our heart's desire, we bring our attention to our awareness, and then we can be so much more clear on how to implement that heart's desire. Now, what I notice with a lot of our members is that they work at such a pace, so fast, with so many balls in the air, so many things going on. And so I offer this as a way to sort of simplify. And so I'd like for you to think about the idea of bringing your awareness or your attention to knowing exactly what it is that you want for your end game. So that's not just the goals and the commitments to the companies that you run, but literally overall, what are those assets supposed to produce for you? What is their job? And then also in terms of your relationships, your health, your spiritual connection, what is it that you actually want as your end game? And then how do all of those things feed into it? Now, I notice when I talk to busy entrepreneurs that they want a lot of things. I love that. They want a lot of things. But what we want to look at today is how do we look at that overarching goal? What is sort of the mission of your life, your purpose that everything else needs to feed into? And so what I notice is that the more we're able to divine why we do everything we do, what its purpose is, how to use those assets as tools to get us to our end game, and then also how to benefit relationships, how to feed relationships, how to feed our health, our spiritual connection, so that in actuality, we become so much more clearly who we came here to be. And then also thinking about the idea that when we are able to bring our awareness, our attention to that specific goal that fulfills our heart's desire, that overarching goal that encompasses our business, our relationships, the totality of our life. Because I'd like to also sort of offer today that when we can be so crystal clear on what it is that you want, that allows us to give it that focused attention, and that with that focused attention, we actually find joy. And so I'd like you to think about this idea. Is it really clear to you what it is that you want? And again, it's not the goal setting. It's not the revenue goals or your goals for building your own personal empire. It is the overarching purpose of building that empire or building relationships, allowing yourself to be so crystal clear on why you're doing what you do and how it aligns with your heart's desire, so that you can have your greatest impact. Now, sometimes client members will give the feedback that it sounds sort of selfish to always be talking about what it is that they want or knowing their heart's desire. But I want to offer to you that when we don't have focused attention on our heart's desire, we're working from outside of ourselves. And when we work from outside of ourselves, we tend to be overextended and perhaps overwhelmed. We tend to be doing behaviors like people pleasing, or perhaps even thinking that there are commitments that we have to make in order to support a company or a family or a relationship or whatever that goal might be. But I'd like you to think about the idea that when you are absolutely crystal clear about what it is that you want, that you actually are getting in alignment with your heart's desire, with your gifts and talents, and literally what you came here to do. So today, I'd like to offer this idea that as we raise our wealth consciousness EQ or our awareness, when we bring our attention to that place in our heart that says, this is what I want to do with my life, and look at the idea of bringing more purposeful meaning to your activity. And again, we have to know exactly what we're working towards, or we're actually spending time moving away from it. And so I'd like you to think about the idea that by bringing your awareness, your focus, to knowing exactly what you want, you'll find that that's the place where your joy lives. Now, oftentimes when I talk with busy entrepreneurs, they tell me a lot of things that they want. And they tell me about a million different amazing, wonderful ideas. But when I continue to ask, but what is it that you want in totality? What's the overarching goal for what you want? Sometimes they find that they are more busy in the activity of all the things that they want or all of the goals that they have, because sometimes the things aren't so important. It's oftentimes getting to certain kinds of freedoms, actually. But again, we have to know what is it that we're moving towards. In other words, if we don't, we're moving away from it. So I'd like to support you today with a little challenge to help you to get more and more clear about what it is that you want. And so this challenge is going to be super simple. It's not going to take your time or a huge commitment, but I'm going to ask you in this challenge to create some silence in your life. Now I'm going to ask you to commit to 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon or the evening, where you will just practice silence and stillness. Now, for many of you, this is a tough challenge. And then for some of you, it'll be quite simple. But one way or the other, I'd like you to commit to the idea of just remaining in silence and stillness. So that means you can't be doing something else during it. We're all so inherently multitaskers. But I'd like for you to sit, and I'd like for you to be in silence. And I'd like for you to just notice the thoughts as an observer in your mind. And then when there are thoughts that take you back to your to-do list, or to perhaps even frustration, I don't know what my overarching goal is. I don't know what my heart's desire is. That's okay too. I'd like you to think about those thoughts like you might imagine a cloud system and allow those thoughts to just pass on the next cloud. And how we're going to get to this crystal clarity is by being quiet enough to hear that inner knowing. So the practice of silence is going to allow us to be an observer of ourselves. And then for those of you who are overachievers, I'd like you to give you the goal up front. And in doing that, you can just relax into the practice because you already know what the goal is. And that goal is that you are not your thoughts. And so we have to start to learn how to listen for the true you within. And that's how we get to the heart's desire. And stop being so entertained or distracted by all the thoughts. So today, I would like to remind you again that when we talk about wealth consciousness, We talk about the idea that our wealth is in our time. Our wealth is in our relationships. Our wealth is in our finances and impact. Yes, our wealth is in our health. And our wealth is in our spiritual connection, our practice. And so I'd like you to think about the idea of simplifying your wealth consciousness EQ, getting crystal clear about exactly what it is that you want, allowing yourself to turn away from our busy culture that we live in today and develop awareness, in other words, paying attention to the focused attention of your heart's desire. And that's the place where joy lives. So again, the last thought that I want to leave with you today is that I hope you'll let me know how this challenge works in your life. And then I also hope that you will be reminded every day as you sit down to have your silent time in the morning and the afternoon that you are not your thoughts. So I'd love to hear from you. You can direct message me if you have thoughts and ideas about today's topic. And I hope that you will find that the idea that you can be an observer of your thoughts brings a little bit more clarity into actually knowing your heart's desire. So until next time.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I'm so grateful to have you here with me. If you love today's content and you want to share your inspiration, feel free to rate us and review us. Take a screenshot of that review and send it to info@instituteofpossibilitythinking.com, and we'll send you a masterclass, Releasing the Habit of Rumination, as our gift. Looking forward to being with you on our next episode. And until then, you have everything you need within you.